Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
I have no opinion on that whatsoever.
Authentic noise from the fans.
You know, that signing will pay for itself in shirt sales. I won't buy a shirt, though. Far too dear.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. The time is 7:01 and it's a big day today. It is indeed. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong,
Anthony. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It was a big day yesterday. We had Kevin Nolan on and he is a class act.
Kevin Nolan is a fun guy.
He is a fun guy.
It was certainly interesting with Kevin Nolan on the show.
Wasn't it just? We booked him for 20 minutes, and would you believe it? He stayed for three whole hours.
Was it three hours? Was it really? It felt like 2.5 hours.
Don't believe me. You can listen again.
I would
on
love
our
to
player.
Do that. I would love to.
Yeah, and he said he'd be back. We cannot wait Cannot wait for that,
good,
Kevin.
Good,
cannot
good.
Wait. But today's show will be good.
Hopefully better.
As at 10, we are broadcasting the League Cup first round draw live from this very studio, hosted by your own former professional footballer turned current pundit, Ian Fiveankles. Ian Fiveankles presenting a cup draw live. Drink that into your football
That's
ears.
That's it. Me presenting the live draw, mate, for a major tournament, the sacred entity that is the Carabao Cup.
And, you know, that means, you know, I'm so proud of you, that means that the FA, the Premier League, the BBC, the big wigs at UEFA and FIFA, they will be tuning in to this very radio station, as is their protocol. They have to. They're obligated to jot down exactly what happens. It's an official major tournament draw, Ian.
Yeah.
Ian, no pressure on you, mate. Gianni Infantino is going to be tuning
Gianni in. Gianni Infantino, shit.
Yeah. Industrial language there.
I'm sorry.
Industrial language alert, everyone.
I do apologise. I'm so sorry.
Can't say that.
I'm so sorry. I do tend to swear when I'm under pressure.
Stick around, Gianni Infantino.
Fuck.
Because directly after the draw, we will be playing our daily game, Your Mum Done What? Where ordinary members of the public tell us the most embarrassing thing their mum's ever done. And I reply with, your mum's done what? It's all coming up.
Your mum done what? Only on the Ian Fiveankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Fiveankles, we trust.
I'm sorry?
In Fiveankles.
Yeah?
Ian Fiveankles, we trust.
Okay.
See?
Just say Ian Fiveankles. And yeah, like, you don't even need to say it now because we've done that bit.
Okay.
Just calm down, mate.
All right,
calm
down. No, I'm sorry. When it comes to the most important gig of my post-playing career, you can bet I will just say Ian Fiveankles.
And Vinny Samways.
And Vinny Samways,
that's right. Ian Fiveankles will be presenting the League Cup draw in tandem with someone else making his live draw broadcasting debut, former Everton and Spurs midfielder, Vinny Samways.
Vinny Samways.
Sir Vincent Samways, what an honour.
He is a class act. What he did for Spurs and Everton.
What he did for Spurs and Everton. Everyone remembers what he did for Spurs and Everton.
And let's not forget his stint in the La Liga.
No one can forget his stint in the La Liga. Not even the La Liga fans.
Yeah.
Anthony, English footballers didn't go to Spain back
then.
They didn't, apart from Lineker. That was the realm of wealthy pensioners and East End thugs on the run under an assumed identity.
Indeed. Although it's important to be clear, Vinny Samways hasn't committed a crime. He never committed a crime at Everton, which meant he had to go on the run. He kept the same name even after moving to the La Liga from the Everton. Vinny Samways.
Vinny Samways doesn't actually sound like a real name, the more it's said, does it? When I mean, you think about it, it actually sounds like the changed name of a criminal on the run.
Vinny Samways
won 2 FA Cups in his career, but never the League Cup.
Oh, shame.
Never the League
that
Cup.
That is a shame. The FA Cup is good, but it's the League Cup footballers grow up watching. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride,
did
I guess.
Did you play against Vinny Samways,
Ian?
Did you?
And we did not get on, I won't lie.
Box office.
I can't
box
go into
office.
It, but it was a big clash of personalities, yeah. Anthony. We were like 2 giant stags in our prime. Only room for 1 stag to mate with silverware.
And that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, Vinny Stagways.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the chemistry between you will be electric when you present together. How did it go in rehearsals last night?
He bit me.
Yeah,
which
right.
was weird.
Okay, that's a
bit like something a criminal would do.
Well, let's be clear. Vinny Samways never committed a crime. You can't present cup draws, fun fact, if you have a criminal record. And you're squeaky clean, Ian. You are squeaky clean. I actually rang up a bit for the show. I rang up the Met Police and just asked them if you had a criminal record, because I thought it would be quite a good segment, you know. And they said, no, you know what? He's not even on our radar. Not so much as like a burglary or, you know, an assault.
Did the mistaken identity thing come up?
No. What was that then?
Well, about 10 years ago, there was someone who lived near me who looked like me, who was doing things with horses.
No, you're squeaky clean, Ian.
Good.
Squeaky clean, according
squeaky
to your record.
Squeaky clean.
That's right.
I'm glad that I've got a clean record, Anthony, because the League Cup first round draw, let's face it, is the gig of anyone's lifetime, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised it came up totally clean because I do have points on my driving license.
Well, that doesn't count.
Well, I've already told the EFL. They know about that and they're happy because I've done a speed awareness course.
What's the biggest media moment of yours up to this point? Present company exclusive.
OBS. #OBS. The closest I've come to presenting a cup draw was a live appearance at the football mascot Grand National.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore. It's cruel. So professionally, for me, this is make or break. If I mess up the Carabao Cup draw, I'll tell you what, I'm going to resign right here on the show.
And that is an Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show guarantee.
Ian Five Ankles guarantee.
Ian Five Ankles we trust.
But you have made one mistake, Ian.
Have I?
You've made one mistake, yeah. It's not the Carabao Cup anymore. They've changed sponsors.
Well, I'm not resigning over that. That would be a piss take.
After many glorious years, we say farewell to Carabao and hello to the new sponsor. Let's hear it for Swimft.
Swimft. That'll wash very nice.
Sorry, Swift.
No, Swimft. There's an M in there.
Swimped.
No, there's an F in there as well. Swimft. There's an M and an F together. Swimft.
Swimft,
yeah, you got it. It's very simple.
That F is really throwing me.
Well, yeah, let's not forget the F. That's part of their blooming slogan.
Cleaning. Never forget the F.
I've never washed with Swimft.
Mm.
It sounds to me like it's a premium brand, the kind of thing Steve Bold buys.
They're a big, 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 top world-class laundry detergent in Eastern Europe. Did you know they're bigger than Daz?
Darren Huckabee.
Bigger than Daz, yeah, bigger than Daz.
Wow. The bottle's all in Russia.
Well, it's not strictly a Russian company. They might be big in Russia and their main market might be Russian, but they'd like to make it very clear to us that their headquarters are based in the Cayman Islands.
Swimft! So clean!
And here it comes now. The Swimft Cup. Sandra, our producer, is carefully manoeuvring it into the building. It was brought here on board the Swimft Cup station wagon, which will be in the car park all day for local school children to gawp at.
Look at it. Oh, it is sparkling,
gosh,
Anthony.
Cup,
you see your face in it. It's so
what
clean.
That'll be the Swimft.
So clean!
Yep, that's right. Our producer, Sandra, gave the inside and outside a quick wash of Swimft before filling it with Carabao. And Ian Five Ankles here is going to drink all the Carabao out of the cup.
Am I?
As a special send-off to one of the competition's finest ever sponsors. The execs at Carabao are here. They're sitting in the gallery. Hello.
Hello.
They're beaming. Hello, sirs and the madam. You must be very proud. You've taken good care of this cup.
Hello. Gallery.
They haven't been mic'd up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear us, but fair play to you, lads.
Fair play to you.
And the madam.
Cheers, Carabao.
I thought Carabao was some sort of money laundering operation, as I've never seen one sold in shops ever. But here's 2 pints of it
there
now.
There it is now.
And wow, that is green.
It is green. It's green. Ian will down that Carabao.
Okay.
He is up. He is saluting.
Yep. Here, farewell, Carabao.
He
farewell.
Is drinking. Just think of the players as he drinks who have drunk from that cup in years gone by. The League Cup. Nigel Pearson, of course, captain. Brian McClare, Jonathan Woodgate urinated it in 2008. But Ian's taste of delicious Carabao will be unimpeded thanks to the amazing cleaning qualities of Swimft.
Swimft! That'll wash very nice.
And he has downed it! Oh my gosh, the man is an utter legend.
Ian Five Ankles.
More League Cup first round draw build-up coming up. But first, let's go to Angelina with the travel.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. Ian's got the horn all morn.
Oh, get this fucking Carabao out of my mouth.
Spit it back in the cup. Spit it back in the cup.
Jonathan Woodgate should be ashamed of himself. That is not on. That is bang out of order. I'd rather drink Swimft.
Well,
you have a bit.
You have a bit. Your moustache is bleached around the rim, I think. You didn't clean that off you. Yeah, you look like your tash is paying tribute to Liverpool's cream suits in the 1996 FA Cup final, Ian.
Sandra, can I get some tash dye in here? Yeah.
Can we get some tash dye?
Devil's Mochaccino,
please. Mochaccino.
Thank you. Oh, I'll tell you what, Anthony, it's a very deep stomach burn and not in a good way.
No.
I can't present the cup draw like this.
Do you want to be sick?
I do.
Well, just that you should never vomit after drinking bleach. That will burn your esophagus on the way back up.
Is that true?
There you go. Thank you, Sandra. There's your moustache dye there.
I have to say, cheers, as bleaches go, that's one of the tasty ones.
Oh, cheers, Sandra. That's banging of you. There's some milk as well. There we are. That neutralises the acid.
Milk. That is a proper League Cup sponsor.
It's old school. It's old school.
Yeah, none of this energy drink shite. Sorry, gentlemen and madam. I once doused Darren Peacock in milk after a League Cup game against Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, that's sexy. Yeah.
No, hold on. It was Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. Another classic.
From head to toe, covered him in it, and Andy Impey started licking him.
Ian, you put moustache dye over your milky moustache.
What am I like?
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up
with Ian.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Now, remember the white horse that invaded the field during the 1923 FA Cup final?
Who can forget that, Anthony? Even though none of us were alive at the time, and if you were alive at the time, you're probably too senile to give a detailed account now, but it is an image that the nation will fondly remember forever. Forever.
But what about the white pig League Cup final of 2016?
A pig, as I live and breathe. Who says the League Cup has no history?
Jesse is on the line from Bognor Regis. Jesse, this is a remarkable story about animals in football. And even more remarkable, this is your remarkable story about animals in football.
I took a small pig to the 2016 Carabao Cup final.
Indeed you did, and it's famous to this day. Why did you take a pig to the Carabao Cup final?
I don't know, mate. I just found a pig.
Okay, right. Well, regardless of the reason, and I'm sure you had one, it's League Cup history now, and it invaded the field, I hear. How did it do that?
I lobbed it.
Whoa. Okay, well, don't try this at home, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we cannot condone that. No. But I have to say it's historical and we're very proud to hear it.
Where were you sitting, Jesse? Where were you sitting at Wembley?
Top tier.
So that's a big throw. Did it actually reach the field?
No, it hit some bloke a couple of rows in front.
So what happened to it after that?
I don't know. I think it died.
Thanks, Jesse. A tale just as remarkable and as magical as the horse at the 1923 final. Let's go to Taj with the news.
The first round Swimft Cup draw, only on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
That wash very nice.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sorry, Sanj. Okay. Right. Yep, understood. Thank you. We had prepared for that. But yes, thank you very much for the heads up.
What's happening, Anthony? You've gone a bit tense.
Okay, Ian, calm down. You calm?
I'm calm.
Zen-like? Because you cool promised breeze. To be calm after I tell you this. Can you be calm?
I'm cool blue oceans.
Okay. All right, mate. Just to tell you, just a heads up, Jermaine Genius is in the car park outside.
What?
He's demanding to present the League Cup draw.
Jesus Christ!
I told you to be calm.
Jesus, no!
Ian.
No, Ian. Jesus.
Ian, watch your blood pressure. You got a shade of Alan Brazil there.
How the hell did he find out we were doing it? It was only revealed 30 minutes ago for this very reason.
It's Jermaine Genius, Ian. He can sniff out a presenting gig from 20 miles away. He's probably followed the Swim station wagon.
That wash very nice.
Not now.
Not now.
What can we do?
Ian.
I tell you this. I'm not losing my job to Jermaine bloody Genius. I've worked all night on this. Number 23, Plymouth Argyle. Number 28, Bradford City.
Bradford City are number 29.
Well, 29, 28, does it bloody matter? My media career is on the line here, Anthony.
I am sorry, Ian, but we did expect this. We went through the Jermaine Genius protocols. He's unstoppable. He's like a Saturday tea time Terminator. Your cup draw presenting career, it has to be postponed.
Not if Ian Five Ankles can help it, Anthony. It's time for me to defend what's rightfully mine. What's the code for Ray Leppard's locker?
Why? It's 1885. 1885.
He's Millwall through and through.
What are you going in Ray Leppard's locker?
To sort out Jermaine Genius. Destiny awaits. I'll tell you what, Anthony, I'll be back in five.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Ian's having breakfast in your ears.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show. Keep on having your say on 75358. Basie in Trelfast says, I'm a Spurs fan and I bet no one else likes Vinny Samways more than me. I'm not obsessed with Vinny Samways or anything. I just doubt there's a huge fan club for him. And by liking him quite a bit, I reckon that's enough. Thank you very much, Basie. A bottle of Swift winging its way to you. Don't drink it. On the line is Tel from Banbury. Any relation to El Tel, Tel?
Venables? No, but my missus once sent him a picture of her tits.
Cool. So, Tel, you're sick and tired of something in our slot, sick and tired. What are you sick and tired about?
I'm sick and tired of this, right? Why is it when I drive at 130 miles an hour, I get a prison sentence, but when Lewis Hamilton does it, it wins him a championship and a knighthood?
Oh, you're telling me, mate. Yet again, it's one rule for the wealthy elite and another for the rest of us.
Check your DMs, mate.
Okay, cool. Oh, right. A picture of your wife's tits?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. I don't know what to say. Did she consent to this?
Oh, yeah, she's right next to me.
Oh yeah, I can see. She's holding up today's newspaper. NHS capacity crisis. They are stretched to breaking point, aren't they?
The NHS or the tits?
Bye, Tal. Sending you some Swift. Don't drink it.
Oh, bloody hell, I've done it now. I've done it.
The time is 7:29. You are listening to Sports Horn.
Coming up on Sports...
Ian, the red light was on, you idiot.
Yeah, the police don't care about red lights, apart from when it's prostitutes. But that's irrelevant. Why are we talking about prostitutes?
I'm not talking about... You're panting, Ian. What's happened?
Don't panic.
What's happened?
Don't panic. You've got to promise
you
won't panic.
What have you done, mate? What have you done?
I've shot Jermaine Genus.
What?
I've shot Jermaine Genus.
Wow!
I didn't mean to.
He was a bloody good one-show presenter, Ian.
He was. Give him his due. He was. Well, he's not dead. I should point out, he's not dead. Like, Ray Leppard had an air rifle in his locker. Did you know that?
No.
He auditioned for a Danny Dyer, Willie Thorne thing with the required him to shoot an air rifle. I don't know why. He left it in his locker. I went and got it. I was just trying to scare Genus. I just wanted to give him a scare to put him off storming the building and doing the cup draw instead of me. I was defending myself. That'll stand up in a court of law, I'm sure of it. How was I supposed to know the rifle was loaded?
We've got to call an ambulance. Oh, he's bleeding out there.
Behave, it's an air rifle. It only got him in the thigh. He's gone down, of course. Of course he's gone down. He's gone down way too easily, if I may say so. Footballers today, pathetic. Get up. You've gone down like you've been shot.
He has been shot. You shot him. You'll go to prison, Ian. You've shot Jermaine Genus.
I can't go to prison. I've got the Carabao Cup draw to do. Will it help if I go out there and get the pellet out of his leg? I could suck it out like Florence Nightingale. I could pour a bit of Swift on it. That would look good for the cameras.
That'll wash very nice.
No, no!
Not now! Oh, I'm not thinking straight, Anthony. My career's over. I've screwed it up, haven't I? I'm never presenting anything ever again. I'll tell you what, Jermaine Genus wields so much power.
Too much power!
I'm going to go on the run. I'm going to go on the run from the police. I'm going to present the Tunnock Scottish Cup from a lay-by in Arbroath. I changed my name, just like Vinny Samway.
He didn't change his name, Ian. He's squeaky clean. Just go out there and apologise. Just go out and apologise. Oh, God, not now. We're coming off a break. You haven't got time. Stay here. Sandra, give an update on Jermaine Genus. Stay there, Ian. Stay there.
Bonjour, it is Sylvain Distan here. In France, we listen to the Ian Sanctuary Petit Déjeuner émission. that is the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
You're listening to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show, and I'm still laughing about that class tribute from Sylvain Distan. He was a class player, is it, Ian? A class player, Ian. A class player. He was a class player.
Sylvain Wiltord was a class gentleman.
Did you ever play against him?
Yeah. No, did I? I don't know. Well, he was a top player. I know that much.
Sylvain Wiltord or Sylvain Distan?
Sylvain Legwinski. He was no Vinny Samways, but he was a top class gentleman player. I was marking him at a set piece.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this? And he's got a birthmark on his thigh. Looks exactly like Les Dennis.
Really?
Yeah. I wish I got to see it more. We marked zonally back then, and you didn't always get the same man at set pieces.
And that is why zonal marking is so overrated.
Don't get me started on zonal marking. I'll tell you what, if I see a birthmark that looks like Les Dennis on another player's leg, I am man-to-manning him for the full 90, I'll tell you that. Well, legs. We're talking about legs,
aren't we? Yeah, we're talking about legs, but it's not really legs.
Legwinski. Legs Dennis. This is all reminding me I've shot Jermaine Genus in the leg.
Take your mind off it, Ian. Take your mind off it. What's your favourite Vinny Samways memory?
Oh, there are so many.
Well, tell us one.
No. I'm not going to do the Vinny Samways memories. I'm going to hand myself in. Let go of me. My cup drawer presenting dreams are over. Police, I wish to report attempted murder.
Let's go to the betting news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Bets, sponsored by Sexy Bingo. Take all your clothes off.
And the NFL comes to London for one of the 2 days a year. The NFL inexplicably comes to London. A mate of yours who's previously shown no interest in American football is now just 5-1 to post a picture of himself at Wembley Stadium wearing a team jersey he's just purchased from the pop-up superstore. And that's your betting news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Bets with Sexy Bingo. Imagine if we kissed.
Give me my phone back.
Now, we're asking you the question, what's the worst football injury you've ever seen? Tony is in Reigate. Tony, what's the worst football injury you've ever seen?
The worst football injury I've ever seen is my client, Jermaine Genus, who's been callously shot by your co-presenter, Ian Five Ankles.
Oh, God! Now his agent's found out. Oh, that's it. There's no hiding it now. We hoped it wouldn't spread, but let the world know that Ian Five Ankles just shot Jermaine Genus in the leg with an air rifle. Gianni Infantino, are you listening? My dream was to present the World Cup draw, or the Euros, or failing that, I'll do the Nations League, I don't care. But I've ruined it. I've ruined it all with one ill-judged rush of blood to the head. Check the fingerprints on Ray Lebber's gun. Send me to the clink and throw away the key.
The clink?
It's an antique air rifle.
Five Ankles, stop! Please stop! Your broadcasting career is not in jeopardy!
What do you mean, it's not?
Not in the slightest. Jermaine Genus loves your passion for cup draws. He recognises something in you that he had when he did his first FA Trophy draw in 2010, and latterly when he presented his first one-show outside broadcast about a children's orchestra that played the Match of the Day theme.
I remember that. That was a top, 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 top one-show segment.
Ian Five Ankles, Jermaine will be honoured if you pull out the balls with him for the first round of the Swift Cup. Ian Five Ankles, would you do that honour?
I would be delighted, yes.
That'll wash very nice.
Ian Five Ankles.
Hooray! Thank God for that. Well done, Ian. Your broadcasting career is safe. Ian Five Ankles will suck that pellet out of Jermaine Genus' thigh, and together they'll pull out the balls, which, if you're listening, Gianni Infantino, will commence in just under an hour's time. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, only on Sports Horn.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Freshly squeezed Ian. Freshly squeeing.
Okay, yes, Sandra. Okay, thank you. Ian, Vinny Samways is in reception.
I'll get the rifle.
Get Kevin Nolan while you're at it.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
And we have a caller, Jeff from Norwich.
My mum did a burp at my brother's christening.
Your mum done what?
Next week on Sports Horn.
Every week we auction off a piece of sporting memorabilia kindly donated to us, and here it is. This week's item being brought carefully into the studio. It is a copy of Theme Hospital on the PC, owned by Spurs and England winger Darren Anderton.
Sports Horn. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah. You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.